Palestinians driving through an Israeli checkpoint on their way into the West Bank now encounter something ironic. A Palestinian checkpoint.
I would like to comment on the use of the word checkpoint. We do not imitate the Israeli occupation. We call this a checkpoint of love and peace.
Nasser Khatib is one of the community activists who have set up improvised coronavirus checkpoints where they help enforce a lockdown meant to stop the spread of the virus. The activist stops a car.
Hello, my friend. How's your health? Where are you from? My friend, I want to give you instructions that will protect you. Please wear gloves and masks to protect your health and the health of your children.
The activists are used to organizing their communities during conflict with Israel. Now they're reminding Palestinians to be off the streets between 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. and not to drive between towns. The strict rules have paid off. The West Bank has just a few hundred virus cases and two deaths. The very unpopular Palestinian leadership now has a 96% approval rating for its coronavirus response, according to a survey by pollster Ghassan Khatib. We spoke on Skype.
The Palestinian government do understand that the health system here is very weak, so they took very tough measures.
What Palestinian officials cannot control is what's happening in Palestinian neighborhoods of East Jerusalem. Israel claims the area as its capital and blocks any Palestinian Authority activity there. Police stormed a coronavirus testing site that was using Palestinian Authority test kits. But Palestinians are controlling the flow of day laborers returning from Israel. Officials say they are the source of most of the virus cases in the West Bank. Now laborers are stopped at the makeshift Palestinian checkpoints to be sent to quarantine. But Israel is still in charge. Israeli jeeps roll by the makeshift Palestinian checkpoint and order everyone off the streets for their own health. The checkpoint of love and peace vanishes. But when the jeeps retreat, the checkpoint activists are back to man their post. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.